I'm going to be in Scripture in John chapter 6 for just a few minutes before we receive the Lord's Supper. And you need to know this about me as your pastor. I love celebrating the Lord's Supper. I served on a staff where the Lord's Supper was done at the very end of the service as an afterthought. And I could see it on the people's faces. It's 12 o'clock and we're just now starting this Lord's Supper. And we're going to be here till 12:20, and this is going to take forever. And I thought, what a bad example that is. We want to remind ourselves today that our identity is in Jesus Christ. And the two most beautiful ordinances that the Lord gives us are baptism and the Lord's Supper. Every time you see someone baptized into Christ, it should remind you of your own identification. I remember when I was buried in the likeness of his death. I remember when I was raised to walk in newness of life. But then as a Christian, every time you take the Lord's Supper, you're saying to Jesus, Jesus, I belong to you. And Jesus, you belong to me. And that's why it's so important before you take the Lord's Supper is to do what? Is to look inside. Paul says that we ought to examine ourselves, right, before we receive the Lord's Supper. And what are we examining? We're examining whether or not we are connecting with Christ in this table. And the best way to tell that is when you hold the cup and you hold the bread in just a moment, do you sense in the holding of the cup and the bread the weight of what you hold in your hand? The glory of what you hold in your hands. Because what you hold in your hands represents your Savior. It represents the cross. And as you hold the cup and as you hold the bread, I hope you cry out to God, God, I'm not worthy, but so thankful that you did this for me. This is what Jesus says to us in John chapter 6. He's having a conversation, verse 30. So they, the crowd, said to him, then what sign are you going to do that we may see it and believe you? What work are you going to perform, right? Do a miracle for us. And here's one. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. That was a pretty big miracle the Israelites experienced. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. And one of the things you'll realize as you study the Gospels, they're repeatedly saying that Jesus is greater than Moses. Jesus is greater than Adam, Isaiah, whoever. So here it says in verse 33, listen to this. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So what I'm about to hold in my hand is representative of bread, but bread that represents life coming down into the world. The same life that was given to me at the moment of my conversion, at the moment that I believed the gospel. That's why we say that the Lord's Supper is for believers. Believers are those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who repented of their sins, and who now believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross for their sins and rose again. That's why when we look at the bread of God, we realize that Jesus didn't come to give us bread. But Jesus came to be the bread. So when you hold the bread, realize what you're holding. Verse 51 says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven, and if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world, which is my flesh. His flesh is his death. So when Jesus tells us in the Lord's Supper to take and eat of me, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. He's saying, remember me. whose you are. Remember that you were bought at a great price. Remember that you do not belong to yourself, but you belong to Jesus Christ. So I think there are three truths about this table that is behind me. Three truths that I think help us to prepare. Number one, the table is our confession. The table is our confession. We are confessing Jesus is the Christ, that He is the Messiah, that He is the Son of the living God. We are confessing His body and His blood as the sacrifice of our sins and the price of our redemption. The table's our confession. So when you have the bread and the cup today and you partake of that, you are confessing that your life is in Christ. Your life is in Christ. Two, the table is our pledge to Christ. I always see the Lord's Supper as an opportunity for me to sign up again and to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm all in. Lord, you gave everything for me. And now, holding these elements in my hand, I want to afresh and anew just rededicate myself to you. Because He was all in for you. Will you be all in for Him? And can I just be blunt? Nothing else matters than this table and what it represents. You can be worried about 1,000 different things. You can be chasing 1,000 different things. But when it comes down to your life, the only questions that are going to matter is, what have you done with Jesus Christ? And every time you come to the table, you are saying, I have done with Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. He's everything to me. He's everything to me. So, to be fully surrendered, to be totally committed, to be pledging your complete allegiance to Christ, that's the Lord's Supper. And then the table is our proclaiming, it's our proclamation. Don't leave here today and say we didn't have a sermon. They just gave the preacher off. He didn't preach. The table is what preaches. That's straight out of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says, every time you do this, you are, that's the word, proclaiming. From the Greek word kata angeleo, which is a word for preaching. You are announcing. You are heralding. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every time we sit at this table and we fellowship together in the unity of the body of Christ, partaking of their Savior together, is so powerful. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. We belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to us. Which means what we're doing here today is a beautiful thing, because we're what? We're preaching the gospel to ourselves. This is a reminder that I need to come into alignment with what this represents. Which is why Paul says we need to reflect, we need to remember, we need to repent. We need to prepare. And so in just a moment when we serve the Lord's Supper, if you're here and you're a believer, feel free to take of the Lord's Supper today. But if you're here and you're not a believer, if you have little kids that have yet to profess Christ as Lord and Savior, then don't let them take of the Lord's Supper today. Because you know what that does? It creates a great conversation to have later this afternoon. Why was I not able to take the cup? Why was I not able to take the bread? And you can share with them the gospel. So all believers, we want you to worship and celebrate today. And if you're here and you're not sure where you stand with Christ, you can observe this beautiful time. But it's for believers who, when they look at this table, they don't see bread and juice, but they see their Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's bow our heads and enter into a time of reflection. And there's going to be a song that comes on. And in this song, I want you to listen to the words. It says, before you eat and before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see. And would you just, one simple prayer, one simple prayer. Would you pray this from your heart today? God, let me feel the weight and the glory of the Lord's Supper. Just a simple prayer. God, help me not to enter into this lightly, but to prepare, to confess sin, and to feel the weight, and to feel the glory of the Lord's Supper today. Our altar is open. If you want to come and pray, you feel free to do that. But let's just bow our heads, and in reflection, listen to the words of this song as we prepare for the Lord's Supper.
Body given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of a new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. Before you eat, before take a long look inside and tell me what you see. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the bread of the love of Christ poured out anew. This is the Son of God who died for you. Before you eat, before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see. This is the way.